Blog Talk Radio.
Cage, I want to show you a secret that you probably never saw before. And I'm going to tie into what our Pastor Simmons talked about. I want to focus on the basic subject, the power of initiating change. The power of what? Initiating change. Write this down. Understanding proactive and reactive leadership. Agents of change has to do with initiating change. But you can end up being a leader who is reactive or proactive. God does not want you to be a reactive leader. To react means that something has already happened, and now you're trying to respond to it. It's too late. The church has been a reactive entity in society. They did a research on the church about 22 years ago, and they wanted to find out how far behind the church was from the progress in society. Based on their research, they concluded that the church is usually 30 to 40 years behind the world. That means by the time the church accepted radio was okay, it was too late. When television was first created, the church went against it and called it demonic. And by the time the church accepted it, the world controlled it. When they invented the internet, the church said it was from the devil. By the time the church, and they're still trying to figure it out, the world already controlled it. We are always reacting. That must change now. Because God did not leave the earth in the hands of the world. He left it in the hands of His church. So we're supposed to be not reactive, but proactive. So I want to show you something. Write this down. The change option. What do I mean by the change option? Well, let's talk about change for a minute. The one thing that is guaranteed in life is what? Change. We know that. But you cannot avoid change or stop change. It's going to happen anyhow. Some of you are feeling it now. But here's the challenge. You cannot stop or avoid change. So the option is, number one, you can become a victim of change or an agent of change. That's the two options you have. You can decide, I'll just wait till it happens and then I'll suffer the consequences. Or I am going to step out and determine what happens so that I can become the one who controls the change. You and I cannot afford anymore to just wait for things to happen. In my book on change, I talk about the four types of humans in the world. I remind you of them. First, there are those who watch things happen. Second, there are those who let things happen. Third, there are those who ask what happened. And then there's the fourth group who makes things happen. That fourth group will control the world all the time. That fourth group will control your life all the time. Whoever initiates change controls your destiny. That leads me to my next point. Write it down. An agent of change initiates the change they desire. If you do do not decide what happens, somebody else will. And this is a tough series to even talk about, because people in the Caribbean have a culture of procrastination, timidity, and passivity. Big words, eh? We are passive. We are, some of our culture got this problem. This is why we are becoming victims of our own culture. We move too late. I've been driving yesterday, going home, and I looked at those buildings going up on the cable strip. And I look at that, I don't know whether I should rejoice or weep. Because I'm not sure what that means for me and my children. I really am. I look at it and I go, God, what's happening in my world here? Who controls this? As I drove past those buildings, a scripture burst in my head like a massive flood. I quote it. It's from the book of Proverbs. It says, "He who does not work his own land shall grow poor." That is in the Bible. That means if you don't decide what happened to your own land, somebody else will. So a change agent is one who what? Initiates the change they desire. They don't wait for other people to decide to turn Hog Island into Paradise Island. That was our Hog Island. At least it was ours, even if it was a Hog Island. But our insight is so small. Lack of vision. We couldn't see that all you had to do was change the name of it. And now we are victims of what other people say. I had the privilege of meeting with the president, the co-president of Atlantis for 4 hours this week. Private meeting. But one of the things that impressed me during our conversation, and this happened about 48 hours ago, he's in charge of all of Atlantis. This is the guy. This is the main guy. And I found out he's from Greece. He's a Greek guy. But he lived in Las Vegas. He lived in South Africa. He lived in Dubai. He ran a number of these big, massive places. And they got him here now. And as he talked to me, he said, you know, Saul Christian doesn't own this anymore. He said, the company that owns this knows nothing about the Bahamians. Let me say it slow, because it's a very dangerous statement. He said, the company that owns this property in the Bahamas know nothing about the Bahamas or the Bahamians. That means they make decisions in an office without any idea of what you're going through in your local life. In other words, when you sell your soul, the one who you sold it to can sell it to somebody else who you don't know. And then he said this to me, and I don't want to cause any alarm. He says that we haven't made a profit yet. He said, you know, and he said, this is reality. They are keeping up. You might know that. Let me tell you what that means. If I invest in you, and you promise to give me a return on my investment, and I give you a period to bring that return, if I don't see the return in that period, we got to talk. If you don't control the change, 40 people were laid off at the hotel down the street. Everybody up in arms, everybody trying to pass blame. The decision wasn't even made here. If you don't initiate a change, somebody else will. Am I coming home? All right, take it deep breath. I want to show you something. Write this down. The mission of the church begins with a command to initiate change. You never thought it before. That's why I'm so proud of Dr. Simmons this morning. He got the message. You do have an option, but if you don't take the right one, somebody else will. The mission of the church was given by Jesus Christ. And it's a command that gives you the power to initiate. It begins with the word go. Everybody say go loud. Say it louder. Shake the roof. That's the first word he uses. Go. That means don't wait for no one to call you. Don't wait for no invitation. Don't wait for no one to motivate you. Say it loud. You have to personally motivate yourself and get active, not reactive. Go means I start things. Where the devil let me stop it? Let me say it again. Go means what? I start things. That's a secret. What are you waiting for? My son said something this morning, sitting here. He said, if you ain't got no group to go witness in, start one.
Yeah. But the church ain't going on outreach.
So? Ain't nobody reaching the single mothers. So? Ain't nobody going to the gangs. So? What's your problem? Ain't nobody reaching the widows. So? You want an invitation or something? You already got the command. What's the command? Go! I'm going to tell you something about going now. Going is dangerous. Because when you go, the people who will expect you to come are going to ask you what you're doing here. Where does church go? Where y'all going? Why y'all coming into politics? Because he say, go. Why y'all getting involved in business? He say, go. If I don't go, somebody else can go. And it mightn't be who I want to go. Y'all talk to me, man, before I go. See, you always complaining what's wrong. What's wrong is because you didn't go first. We are either victims or we are agents. Write this last statement down. It's very important. God is the ultimate agent of change. Because the first statement in the entire Bible is initiation. In the beginning, God created something. That's enough for me. I go home now. God didn't say, I'll wait till something needs to be done. He said, I'm going to create some things. I'm going to start from nothing. I'm going to start with nothing. I'm going to start something. The first statement in Scripture is an initiation. In the beginning, God created. Bahama Saint Ministries was started the exact same way. Sat in my apartment. decided, I'm going to stop from nothing. Waiting makes you a victim. Hoping makes you a prisoner. If there's one thing you leave this meeting with, is if it's going to be, it's up to me. Say it. Say it loud. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Great Commission. Have to start somewhere. Have to start with somebody. This man was a real estate agent. Still is. What does a real estate agent doing feeding the poor? Because somebody has to feed them. And praying time was over. Stop praying. Get up and go. Okay, you got a job. I'm not impressed. He had a job too. You don't need to leave your job to go. Start right where you are. In the beginning, God created. He didn't wait for no encouragement, no suggestion from anybody. He didn't need no one to call him or send him. It says, in the beginning. Anyway, the beginning. In other words, God began the beginning. Where he began. And he began it when he began it. He began it. There was no beginning to start. He started to start. Come on, everybody say active. Say proactive. Proactive means I'm going to start something. We can't afford for other people to change our lives. We should change life itself. Caribbean countries are always on my heart. We are victims. From the Bahamas all the way to Trinidad and Guyana. Every one of us. We hope other people help us. What are we doing? We got water, cow shell, sand, seaweed. You know how expensive seaweed is? What are we waiting for? We're waiting for a foreigner to come and pick our free seaweed and sell it back to us in a package?
Hi, everyone. I hope you just listened to the voice of the late Dr. Miles Morales. I want to just use this time to make you understand what we are about to do in 2016. We are coming in a program called 2016 Success Without Limit Training, Think and Grow Rich. It will be a combination of a lot of trainings from different great people that has created impact in this world, like Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. We are going to use it. Like El Nightingale's book, we are going also to use it. We are going to have a lot of instructors from some great people, from professors, although they some of them may be pastors from most of the accredited universities. Like I have one in Temple University, and we are still expecting other great people that want to come in to invest into this program, this training. So I will really want you to come in. It is free of charge. It's 100% free. Registration, everything is free. We want you to come in. If you have your church leaders, you have any brother, you have any son, you have anybody who is interested to succeed, to become great in 2016, I'm assuring you that you will see something with your eyes which will surprise you. You will see that it is possible. It is very, very possible, if only we believe, to have success without limit. success without leaving. We are trying to create, we are just trying to create a website which is called Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo Global Leadership University, which will come out very soon. But I want you to understand, if you are interested in this training, interested to be one of the first in the school, just send me an email through send me an email through my website, johncmaxwellgroup.com/Emmanuel Udoyo, or you can also send your interest through facebook.com/winnersbroadcastingradio, or you can also send it through facebook.com/eudoyo, e, and you add my last name. We have 1,000 seats all over the world. People has already sent their interest. What is going to happen is this: when we see your email, we see the interest, we are going to send you a code. We are going to send you a number which you will call, free number. It's on free conference. Free number you are going to call, and a code you will be able to enter into the program. It is, you have more information. So what the first thing is for you to send us your information. Go to John C. Maxwell, www.johncmaxwellgroup.com/Emmanuel Udoyo. It is free. You don't pay for anything. I know when things are free, people take it for granted. But by the time you discover that you are going to pay thousands of dollars in the time to come, then you now say, oh, you're rushing. By that time, you may be asked to pay $5,000, $3,000, $2,000, or $10,000 into this program. I want you to understand, it is the program only. This is for great minds, people who really want to make it big time. Because definitely we are going to make sure that we study much about Napoleon Hill's, study about his book in Think and Grow Rich. We are going to study John C. Maxwell's book in leadership. We are going to use a lot of books that will be able, that we are bringing it together. This is collective of ideas which people have used and they've made it in life. I'm going to use my 22 years plus experience. I'll use my 22 years plus experience to invest into your life. Invest into your life. I have a lot of testimonies. I remember one when I was in Bible school at South Africa in Rema Bible College of Rema Kolle. I was in the Bible College and I discovered that there was a time I didn't have anything. I said anything. It's only a loaf, let me say, just one loaf of bread with water. I didn't have anything at all. So I ate. That was what I had. That was just what I ate. I was eating it, and I had a phone call from a friend. It comes in, fly down from a very far distance, comes in to bless me. I didn't call him, but because God loves me, touches my friend to call me and come into town to spend just 2 days for me. Do you understand? God can, I have a lot of testimonies of blessings upon blessings. In different countries which I've traveled to, I've seen the hand of God, and I've seen something happen. And I want you to understand, you need to just believe that everything you see in the Bible, like when they talk about Daniel was in the lion's den, when they talk about God taking care of the children in the wilderness without them suffering hunger, it is real. Everything is real. It is possible for manna to fall down again. Do you understand? People say the days of manna have ceased. No. Whenever there's a miracle, that is still manna. Miracle talks about the grace of God working for you. So I want to understand, by the time we finish up this training, because it is one time. When we start from January, it's 12 months training. So immediately, the pool that starts with us, that's the pool that will be with us. And after completion, you will have a diploma. We are going to give you a certificate of completion. And we just want to see how we can even advance it, associate, because we are affiliating this with my school online, also called my Winners Foundation. You know, It just affiliated to my school online. So I want you to understand that Winners Foundation Bible Institute, you just need to understand this, that it is good for you. This can help in your family. This training can help in your faith, can help in your business. This training can help you to grow your church, can help you to grow your business, can help you to help grow your marriage. This thing can help you to make money, to be successful in life. These are things people spend money to get, that we are giving it free of charge, because there are people, great people, that will come in to also speak, in this training. So I want you to be ready. I want you to come in. You are not to pay anything. Just send me an email now. Now, send me an email. And introduce this to other people. This is Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo Global Leadership University. This is the university. This is where we are. We are committed to make sure that followers become leaders, and leaders are being made great agents of change. Do you understand what I'm telling you? We are talking about change today. You've heard about change. We got to change things for things to happen. Do you understand? I hope you really enjoyed the message. I hope you really enjoy what Miles Morales was saying. He's talking about change. We need change. Change is very, very important in our life. You must be an agent of change. You must get up, get out from that place, get out of that box. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You have potentials. You are a great person. I'm telling you, after we finish up this program, even in between the program, you begin to see things begin to happen. You'll be a star. You'll be somebody wanted everywhere. You understand? Even before the program finishes, even after the first month, after January, after the second month, the third month, you see that things will begin to happen. You'll begin to shine. So I am very happy that you are here this morning. Can I just say good morning, America? It is possible to have a blessing. Can you say that to yourself? Good morning, America. Say good morning to yourself or good morning to a friend, and tell the person that it is possible to have a blessed day. I will see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Get ready, because there are a lot of packages for you. But I want to check my email immediately. I'm going to check my email today, and I want to make sure you've registered. I want to make sure you've introduced people. I want to make sure you sent it to your church member. I want you to say this to your workers. Say this to any of your friends. Tell them it is free. And if you go to johncmaxwellgroup.com/Emmanuel Udoyo. I'll give you different places where you can register so that I will see you, so that I will understand your interest, that you are ready. We have 1,000 seats, people from all over the world. Okay? When I give you the code, you can call me anywhere in the world. You can get into the training. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It is non-denominational, non-racial. Everything we are doing is everybody can come in. But we have 1,000 seats. Be the first to register. I'm happy to speak with you this morning. Have a blessed day. I'll see you again tomorrow morning by 10 a.m. And I'll also give out this. What I'm going to tell you now, have a blessed day. We'll see you again tomorrow. You are my brother. You are my family. You are my sister. We are one. Together, we will come and make changes in this our time. Are you ready for this movement? It is a movement. You are part of it. So remember this. Bye for now.